I'm joined by the winner at the 94th National FFA Convention of the Agriculture Communication Placement Proficiency Award, Lashana Vogel, the Denmark FFA chapter in Wisconsin. Lashana, how are you feeling right now?
I am feeling just beyond imaginable. This is insane. It's probably one of the best feelings in the world, and I never would have imagined this.
Now, tell me a little bit about what your project is.
So for my project, I work with all social media accounts for my local chapter as the Denmark FFA social media intern. And then along with this, I also work with the Denmark FFA alumni to help them with their newsletter and formatting that. Along with, in March of 2020, I had a program that I had to shift to all online. So I began creating videos and I started video editing as well.
Wow. Now, what did you start with?
So I started off by writing just a few newspaper articles, and that was the main portion of my SAE for a while until I started doing social media. So I pretty much started in newspaper articles, and then I worked my way to social media, and then I started newsletters for the alumni.
What's been some of your favorite projects that you've worked on through this proficiency award area?
So my favorite projects have probably been video editing, because it's just a lot of fun to be able to learn new things and always keep trying different things to see what works, what doesn't work, and things like that.
Wow. Now, you have such a great support system. Who would you like to thank for this award area?
So I would like to thank my advisors, Ms. Mary Hendrick and Mr. Marty Nowak, along with Ms. Hendrick's husband, Mr. James Grasset, for everything they've done for me.
Wow, a huge support system. But what was your ultimate vision and motivation behind this communications award area?
So my motivation was, in middle school, it was just something I was kind of interested in, you know, just to try something new, get my feet a little bit wet in something different. So, and then once I moved into high school, I was kind of interested in social media, so I decided to try that out, and here's where it got me.
And here you are. Yes. Now, where will the future lay? Are you going to stay involved in the communications world?
So I plan on going to college to pursue a degree and potentially work into the agricultural marketing and communications field, because it's most similar to aligning with what I have done, and I've enjoyed a lot of the things that I have experience in.
So with learning, what have been some of your biggest learning moments along with the skills that you've learned as well?
So one of the biggest things for me is, initially, I did not set deadlines for things. So when I was working with others, I needed to make sure that I set deadlines for things. This was probably the biggest obstacle, because I needed to have a newsletter completed by a certain date, but not everything was there all ready to go for me. So I had to push off that date a little bit, and I was late on it.
Now, going back, you keep mentioning that you helped with the newsletter. What did all that project entail?
So my main responsibility was writing an FFA report section for the newsletter, along with helping out with formatting and pictures, just to make sure that everything looks correct before it was printed. And then I also helped with folding and stuffing envelopes filled with these.
Now, not only are you helping with Denmark FFA, you're also helping with Wisconsin FFA marketing efforts. Tell me more about that.
Yes, so recently I was elected as the Wisconsin FFA state reporter. So with this position, my job entails that I am working with all social media communications, and I've been doing more with the video work, just to make sure Wisconsin FFA has what represents them best.
Wow, you have so much going on. Such a joy to catch up with you, Lashana. That was the 94th National FFA Convention Award winner for the Agricultural Communication Placements Award Area, Lashana Vogel, of the Denmark FFA chapter in Wisconsin. For National FFA, I am Michelle Stengler.